good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 9 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, the 23rd of May, 2026. A beautiful, wonderful weather in the capital city. I hope you all doing well. And, it's going to be a busy weekend, you know. Yesterday, IUM and NUST, if I'm not mistaken, NUST at the northern side hosted their graduation, and congratulations to the graduates. It wasn't an easy journey, and it's still going to be not an easy journey, you know. Some of you are still unemployed yet, and it's now a chance for you now to also do the job hunting. But remember, you know, you don't have to just focus on searching a job based on what you have studied. But every opportunity that you have out there, it's worth going for, doing because, you know, not everyone that's doing their dream job now started off with their dream job. Most of them started off as with something little, earning something little. And as years has been going by, they got, you know, they got where they wanted to be, or they got where they want, where they wished for to be, you know. So do the job hunting, but just don't focus on what only you have studied. Whatever opportunity you find there, whatever job opportunity you find there, go for it. It's better than being home, rather than just focusing on what you want, you know. It's a beautiful Saturday, like I said, and you are now tuned into Social Times with Francinangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Before I dive into what I have for you today, as always, my anthem off. If you want to tune into Eagle FM, as always, you know, you are more than welcome to tune into to listen to our website, you know. You can listen to any show that you'd love to listen to live, and that's on www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you are good to go. Any show that you wish to listen to live, or the show that you have missed out on, or you'd love to listen to it again, you are more than welcome to go on our website, and then you go to podcast, you enter the date, the name of the show, and you are good to go. Also listen to us live 24 hours. And another thing also, we don't only have interesting topics and stories to share with you, on radio, but we also have interesting topics and interesting stories to share with you via the e-paper. That's the Villager newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You are more than welcome to subscribe to our e-paper, and you'll always be receiving the paper every day on Mondays. Not every day, but weekly. That's Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And I also left out something. We also have an app, Eagle FM app. You can download it for free on the Play Store, and you listen to us to any show that you'd love to listen to any day and any hour. So what I have for you today, I'm going to talk about inheritance disputes among families. You know, I have realized that inheritance has separated most of the people from their loved ones. You know, there was a whole good relationship, and then after a loved one has passed on, and then maybe, let me say, for example, parents, or a partner, your wife or your husband passed on, and then it's now the time to divide the inheritance and all that. You know, it has, you know, separated so many family members. It has made so many family members have hatred, grudges, so many things towards each other because of this certain inheritance. I mean, you are siblings, you are uncles, aunties, and now it has, you know, divided so many people. You know, it has brought anger towards many people. It has separated families. It has brought so many disputes here and there. It has made even some end up doing things that they're not supposed to do just because they want to get hold of that inheritance, because they see the other one got more than what they got. And you know, so many things, you know, happens whenever there's this chance of inheritance. So we are going to dive deep into this, like what causes this, what should we do to overcome this, because you know, it's if you look at how things were back then compared to now, how inheritance was handled back then and now, there's a whole big difference. And now it sometimes even you'd find one wishing to get rid of this person by killing this person, you know, so that they just can get hold of everything. So it has made so many people come up with evil ideas, you know, bad ideas, just to get rid of something to gain what they want out of their advantage. And you know, this is called selfishness. Now, before I dive into what we have for you today, about what I've just mentioned at the beginning, we are going for a short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave this frequency. I'll be right back.
Someday things will work out for my good. I've cried in the dark, but I understood. Nanay, sweet donna kelan tangavame. The journey of life is a heavy road, bare feet on the stone, still I carry hope. Nane, sweet donna kela, dangavani. Someday things will work out for my good. I keep on. Journey of life is not an easy
Work late, but you didn't wake up. My bones ache, bleeding the place up. Sometimes I wonder if you know I'm there. Sit down, take off my makeup. Lay down, but you don't wake up. Sometimes I wonder if you even care. Can't remember the last time you told me I'm beautiful. And I can't remember the last time that you said anything at all. I'm a woman with a heart. I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman. I need to be touched. I need to be loved. Being just your woman is not enough. I hope that you don't wake up when it's too late to make up. You'll be the one that's alone, and that's so sad. In time, you'll find somebody. The truth is, she'll never be me. That's when you're gonna miss what we have. Yeah. All I really needed to hear was you're beautiful. All I really needed to hear was anything at all. I'm a woman. Woman with the heart, I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be loved. 'Cause being just your woman. I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like.
Alright, and that was the sounds of Toni Braxton, Women. It's exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 9, if you've just tuned in. You are listening to Social Times with Francine Nangidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Now, before we end for the social... Pardon me. Before we went for the commercial break, I did mention what I'm going to talk about, and that was on inheritance disputes among families. You know, like I said, we have our loved ones that pass on, and now they have to, you know, they always have their assets left behind. And, you know, whatever they have left behind that they need, that needs to be given to their loved ones. And I, before we also went for the musical break, I mentioned that, if you look at some families nowadays, they have been separated by all the things, the inheritance, you know, because, now they feel like this one is loved more, or they are unloved and the love is not equal. And, it also has brought, loved ones turning backs against each other, revenge, plotting so many bad things, having just, you know, evil thoughts, you know, to make sure that this person doesn't get hold of the inheritance, or they just have to do something, you know, to gain everything. And like I say, this is called selfishness, you know. Now you'd find that, you know, you'd wonder and ask, why do families fight over inheritance? I mean, this person knew what they are doing, right? This person has seen that, no, this son of mine, I can't leave him with the house because of this is how his character is. If I leave him with the house, this is how things will be in the house. If I leave this daughter of mine with this, it's another problem. And you know, some families, they are like, let me say, for example, if the husband has passed on, he has kids, maybe he has kids, he had kids obviously before, he got married. And now it's now the wife that he left, the widow that he left, and the daughter and sons from the marriage. And then he has also the ones that the wife found him with before they got married and all that. And now the father has left inheritance. He has left the house, the car and whatsoever. He has left the cows and everything. And, you know, you'd find some people that have evil hearts out there, whereby you'd find that now this woman that's married, who try to you know, to say that, no, you are not a part of the family, my kids and I have a right to have all the inheritance, to inherit everything, and not only you, and you guys have no right to any of what he has left behind and all that. You know, all these things. And it's things that we see that's happening amongst family members. You know, you'd also find that some uncles and aunties are fighting this widow, you know. They want to take everything that the late husband has left for them. And, you know, sometimes we as family, we don't think of, how did they bring up all this? What if the effort, in order for whatever that is there, it's the wife's effort, you know? And now you wanna, you know, take everything from the wife. You wanna make sure that you leave her with nothing, and also try to make sure that you chase her out of the house. My question is, why all of a sudden, once this person is no more, is deceased, you would find that the characters, they change. You what happened? That love was there. You loved your in-law so much, but now when the husband or the wife has passed on, all of a sudden the character has changed. You know, the evil heart has now come in you. You become so evil. You become so cruel. You want to make sure you leave this person with nothing. But sometimes you don't even have a question in mind as to what if she's the one who has done all most of the work to bring whatever they have right now. What if it's the husband's work if now, if the wife has passed on? You know, there's so many things happening there. There's so many things happening in families, like the disagreements, the battles, even siblings fighting over whatever is left behind. Now, the most common reasons families fight over estates could include the love and validation. You know, many family members subconsciously view an inheritance as a final measure of parental affection. An equal split is often interpreted as being less loved or devalued. Now, you feel like because your brother, your sister, got the house and you just got maybe a car, you feel like, why should you get the car? Or why should you only have one thing that you've inherited from your father or from your mom, and the rest is your other siblings has more than two or three, what assets that they've gotten from your parents? But, and you know, there's always this thing of the firstborn is the one, you know, that takes over and everything and all that. But then sometimes you'd find the firstborn is not having all the inheritance. The lastborn can be the one that's having everything. The second, it depends. It depends. So sometimes the reasons why you'd find that our loved ones were before, when they are gone no more, and now time to inherit this and that, they obviously they have made their observations. They have studied these people, this person, as to if I leave this person with this, am I sure that my whole family will still be in this house, or would I find him chasing them out of the house? You know, there are people, once the person is no more after the funeral, they are being chased out of my house. Am I sure that the love that they have towards each other amongst one another, they will still have it when I'm no more? And you know, some would also try to put them to test just to see that whatever, if they happen to live before them, are they able to lead the family? Are they be able to be the head, to head the family? And you know, but now some people feel as if that they are not loved. They will start having questions, why my parent doesn't love me, or why my brother is doing this, or my sister, or my mom, why is this happening? But did you think of your character? Did you think of maybe the reason why I'm not leading the house, or the house not under my name and so forth? It's maybe because I'm not fit to own the house. I'm not fit to have this. And you know, nowadays you'd find that because of how things are nowadays, you'd find most people, they normally you'd see that houses would be given to one person, you know, under one person's name. But now I've realized, I've seen like a friend of mine whereby the house has been left, like it's still under the deceased name. And everyone is more than welcome to be there. Because if it was under one person, another person's name, let me say, for example, one of the siblings' name, if they feel like it, they can tell you that, no, leave my house. Or if there's a disagreement that day, they'll tell you that, no, pack your bags and leave my house. You know, because they've all the right to eat, because the house is under the name and they own the house. But then if now that the deceased has left the house, the properties, the house, the car, and then they just let it to be, it's still under the name of the deceased, and everyone is more than welcome because no one owns the house. And yes, obviously there will be someone that will be heading the house, as to obviously a house needs to be in order, right? Because the person that used to be in order in the house is no more. So now obviously there'll be someone to be leading the house, but the house won't be under that person's name, because they know that if I may, even if one of the father or the mother or the wife or the husband says that, no, I can leave the last born, the house should be under the name of the last born. You don't know what will come after, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, we also have bad friends, you know, you tell them that you have the house under your name, and then they'll start poisoning your mind. Because obviously as a friend, you go to your friend, and then maybe you are a whole sweet person, right? And then something happens at home and you're not happy about it, and you're not that person that really express, or these people that whatever they are doing in the house, they are older than you, and you have a fear of maybe they'll take me as I do, I disrespect them, but what they are doing sometimes it's wrong. And then maybe you try to also correct them here and there, but they answer you back and all this. And then you go to a friend of yours, and then you explain to them that, no, today I woke up and one of my brothers or sister decides to bring people over. She didn't even mention that, no, there will be an event taking place at home or whatnot. They just see people coming in the house, and they have so much freedom. They are going into our late parents' room, or you know, something you are not happy about, right? And then as you explain this to your friend, to that friend of yours, and they'll start poisoning your mind, as, no, chase them out of the house. You know, they'll give you all ideas to make, get rid of them from your, that's your house, the house under your name. They have no right, you have all the right to make a decision to chase them out if you want to, and all that, and A, B, and C, and D. They'll give you all sorts of ideas instead of them giving you an idea of to, no, this is the way forward, this is what you should do. They are poisoning your mind. You know, and then when you go back home, you change, you do all sorts of things, you decide to chase them out and what's or not. Now, this is why you now also find that it's always best to just keep the house under the deceased name, and then everyone is more than welcome, because, like I said, you don't know, this person can be sweet now, and then after you are no more, the character changes. They can change. you know. And another thing, also the long-standing resentments, you know, the intense grief and stress following a death cause old wounds to resurface, you know. This frequently sparks accusations of historical favoritism. Now, even sometimes, because now you are going through the grieving, you still haven't accepted it, and now it's a whole chaos in the house, you start bring up, you know, history things like historical things like, no, I remember back then, that's why my uncle or your mom or your dad, you know, all sorts of things. You try to bring what you've been observing for the past years and show that, no, you always laughed. That's why you got this. That's why you inherited most of the assets. That's why you've inherited most of the things, you know, all sorts of things. You always find a way of trying to satisfy your whatever plan that you have in mind, or whatever you think that, yes, you know, to assure that, yes, I know that whatever it's in my mind, it's true. And you know how our minds are. You know, if whatever you think about, you feel like it's things are adding up. You feel like whatever I'm thinking in my mind, it's true. And you start observing things, it's really true. Even you think of the words that you got from your friends, the advice you got from them, the negative advice is the best. Yes, there's also good friends. There are good friends out there that will give you an advice as to what to do, what's the next step. But there are also those ones that would now poison your mind for you to be just a whole rude person. And at the end of the day, you find yourself all alone in the house. And things start becoming bad towards you, and then you try to think of your family members again, and it to be, by the time you realize that you have lost your loved ones, it's too late, they are gone, they have left you, you are all alone. And also another thing, the unequal contributions, you know, siblings often clash if one child took on the burden of the caregiving while others remained distant. That's also one of the things. And also the sentimental items, you know, you find that mementos and family heirlooms typically cause more friction than cash. You know, fights break out when multiple people have deep emotional attachments to specific physical items. And also the blended family, they also, you know, cost all this. I also mentioned at the beginning, you know, second marriages can create intense friction, especially if stepchildren feel their stepparent might liquidate assets that were originally meant for the biological children. This also brings a battle. Like now, like I said at the beginning, you'd find that the stepkids, and then there's the biological ones, the biological children, and the step kids and the step parents involved in all this. Now this husband brings in her 2-3 daughters or daughter and sons or sons and daughter into their marriage, I mean into their home, and then him and his wife has also, they also have their 2-3 kids, and then now, or they only just have one. And you know, parents respect as, you know, a son, when a son is the one that, you know, takes over this and that, it's an heir, you know. Now let me say, for example, this lady, this wife, they don't have a son, they only have a daughter, they just have daughters. And then the stepkids now, they are boys, maybe one girl. And obviously he decides to give most of the inheritance, or he left for everyone something, but he has done more on the biological ones, the ones that he came with into the marriage. And now it's going to be a whole battle. Sometimes these biological ones also be fighting the stepsisters and the stepmother. You know, they'll be like, you are just married to my father, and we came here before you came in his life. And it's a whole chaos. They are fighting for the house. They are fighting for the cows. They are fighting for the goats. They are fighting for everything. You know, and then they start turning against each other. They start plotting evil plans. They start involving witchcraft. They start, you know, all sorts of things just to make sure that they have the inheritance to themselves. And like I said at the beginning, it's selfishness. It's exactly 39 minutes past the hour of 9. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Angidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And if you have just tuned in, you found me busy discussing about inheritance, the inheritance disputes among families. Why do families fight over inheritance? you know, it's still something that one would want to ask as to a whole loving family, and then all of a sudden, because now it involves inheritance and whatnot, turning back against each other. And there's also another thing, a lack of clear communication. You know, the vague, the outdated or undocumented estate plans also have a room for individuals to fill in the gaps with their own assumptions. Now, why do we also find that family inheritance cause so many sibling conflicts? You know, it's their siblings, but they will try by all means. Even witchcraft, if we have to involve witchcraft, witchcraft will also be involved, just to make sure that they get hold of that, to get hold of that farm, to get hold of those cattles. You know, they just want everything entitled to them. They don't want to share. I mean, you are siblings, ne? And siblings are supposed to work together. You're supposed to be there for one another. And there's an opportunity whereby, because now you have lost, maybe first your mom has left you guys, and then now it's your dad, or now you guys are now orphans, both of your parents are no more. Instead of trying to fight for one another to make sure that the love that, you know, that was there when your parents were alive continues being there, you build together, you know. You make sure that you take care of the inheritance, and you, as much as you know that, no, my sister got the house and the farm, my brother got the car and the what, you are still there for one another. You're not fighting, but trying to bear home and say, okay, we have the kettles. What should we do to make sure that they double, you know, the crowd becomes bigger and bigger, rather than selling the cows so you have the money, or they are dying. What should we do? You know, we'll be right back. We are going to take a listen to the sounds of Toni Braxton Yesterday. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned.
Colors came out, oh, and your words couldn't hide the sin. been the longest winter without you. I didn't know where to turn to. See, somehow I can't forget you. After all that we've been through.
Bye. back at number one. I wish that you were here to celebrate together. I wish that we could spend the holidays together. I remember when you used to tuck me in at night with a teddy bear you gave me that I held so tight. I thought you were so strong you'd make it through whatever. It's so hard to accept the fact you're gone forever. I never knew I could hurt like this, and every day your life grows so bright. I wish I could talk to you for a while. Wish you better try not to cry. Time goes by, and I still feel you reached a better place. Still I give the world to see your face. And if I get next to you, it's like you're gone too soon. Not the hardest thing to do is say bye. The hardest thing to say bye. This is for my people who just lost somebody. Your best friend, your baby, your man, or your lady. Put your hand way up high. You won't ever say.
Me sientan buenas.
9 minutes past the hour of 9. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngitengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Inheritance disputes among families. It's what I have for you today. It's our conversation for today. And you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's discussion, and tell us as to why. Why do we find families fighting over inheritance? What's the cause? Why a sudden change? Why a sudden change of character after this loved one has passed on, and now inheritance has been divided amongst you family members, and then now all of a sudden is when we start seeing your true colors. You know, you'd even find family members fighting over the inheritance, fighting over cows, fighting over goats, fighting over the house, fighting over every property of this deceased, and they don't think of as to why. Why are they not doing it the professional way? As adults, as grown-ups, why are you fighting over property? Someone's hard work and you're fighting over it. And you know, one day I was with a friend of mine, and she was like, you know, I wish the dead could rise. You know, more especially when these people, family members fighting over the inheritance. You know, you just wish that person can just rise up now and then come in their midst and tell them that, no, I don't know, something must be done. Maybe that's when things will change or so. And you know, you'd even find, There's more now. I don't know about other cultures, but you'd find it mostly in the Vambo culture and also other cultures. I don't know how things are done there, but this same friend of mine, she was like, I once attended a funeral of my uncles, and all of a sudden, after the funeral and the inheritance now and everything, those things that are being given and what's or not, the wife received most of the things, you know, and they started even saying, throwing words to the wife. Yeah, you are the cause of our son's death. You killed our son. And I'm like, okay, how did she end up killing the husband if this person was sick? And then now all of a sudden you are responsible for their son's death. And it's true, it's what's happening nowadays. You'd find after the funeral and everything, they start blaming. Sometimes people just died in a car accident. Sometimes person just committed suicide. And then they come after you or they come attacking you. Yeah, you are the cause of his death. If, you know, all sorts of bad words. And you are busy grieving. And this person is also grieving their loved one. This person is grieving his wife or his husband. But now you are after this widow, and you start even saying all sorts of bad words. And this person is still trying to adjust to everything. And that's why you'd find some spouse, you know, when they are so much hurt and they can't, you know, accept that this person is no more, because they think of, I'm going to now suffer because my husband is no more, my wife is no more, and they will start turning their back against me. I'll start now, I'm going to see some of their true colors, which is true. You would now, this wife is going to go through a lot, the stepkids, the stepdaughters and sons. So many things are happening. And the same thing also, you'd find on the late husband's, the wife, you know, or the husband will be saying or doing all sorts of things. KLFM, good morning.
Good morning, Francina.
Yes, good morning, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm going good.
I hope the echo that is coming from somewhere far is not distracting our conversation.
No, it's sort of a little bit, but you are fine.
Okay, let me move.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do.
So, good morning. Sorry.
Yes, good morning, Uncle Bwana. Now it's better.
Now it's better. No? Mm-hmm. Now I left my notebook. Yeah, when you were talking, I was jotting some things down.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do some references.
Yes, but I was actually talking about inheritance. Why do we find family members, you know, fighting over inheritance?
Yeah, it's a very, it's a burning issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it divides people, it creates hatred. So it sometimes even results in insults,
mm-hmm.
you know, character assassinations,
mm-hmm.
all these deformations. Character,
mm-hmm.
and the personality is really sometimes at stake,
mm.
just because of the squabbling of people, you know, fighting, despite the fact that the laws and the rules are just there,
mm.
in terms of inheritance. So all those succession inherited. Even if the person dies, the one who has passed on has not left the will or have left the will.
Mm.
So there are procedures that are followed in terms of inheritance, succession, and all these other things.
Mm.
How to take care of the children, how the properties, interstate, those interstate now, in case of where people did not live well, very well.
Now,
but there are also,
mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead with his story.
Okay. Now, Ngabwana, if you look at how things were back then, the way things were handled back then and now, is it still the same, or it's now far more worse? Comparing to now inheritance.
It's sometimes it's far more worse and complicated. Because sometimes you find out that when you look at our customary laws, the norms that are there, you find out that many a times they are not followed because they are not written down. They are just passed. They could be, even if you have some witness that are there and say, yes, when I die, my children should be taken care of by this person, depending on the status, whether it's the deceased saw it fit, found it fit, and all these other things. And in those cases, you see now people are also fighting. Some of them want to get even inheritance from those property that are left, not even children. And they also might also claim to be wanting to take care of the children and caring and all this other thing, just because of they want some money there.
The inheritance,
or property,
yes.
Or whatever, you understand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in terms of our custom, like you said in the past, it could really disadvantage some other people, and they advantage others. So it has got a lot of complication and consequences, especially legal consequences in terms of maybe the widow is just there, you know, is left and cannot inherit. Usually, sometimes the nephew and niece and all these other things inherit. But, you know, even in the, currently, you find out that many a times the family has become more nuclear. And then the extended family who might also need your assistance and care might be left out. But in terms of distribution of the estate, it shouldn't create so much havoc, because sometimes the law is already there. But yes, if you die and you do not leave a will, the procedures, how, who should inherit, who should bear, and all these things. And the people have to have a common understanding in these things by following the law. But you see that sometimes people don't follow the law.
Yes.
So they just say, yes, this is my sister, this is my brother, this is what. And then, you know, they start fighting and sometimes even grabbing the things and things like that. And these are not a good practice, actually. And because what we do, we look at the best interest of the child. Children have to be safe, you understand? Sometimes, even when you started mentioning these things, I was looking at some of the references and I found out that there could be even children who are actually not even in the will. Maybe they were in the general will. And obviously, they have to get something because the children are very important to save their interests and their concern. And the things that they are prescribed in our article, in our constitutions, in all these other the national conventions. So, but then the issue is you find people still fighting, even if they are not having that right, you know, to inherit. You even now, this thing sometimes it affects negatively the well-being of the children and those other people who are supposed to, you know, do a lot of, you know, who are actually powered to do that by the law.
All right.
So our customer laws, there we need to seriously work. Even if you go to maybe your office or institution and say, yes, but this person has said this and this and that, it's agreed in the thing, they'll tell you, you see, where is it written? So those are some of the consequences that negative consequences that you can always experience. But at least it's true that even you look at the people who are maybe married in community of property or yes. out of community mm-hmm. of property and mm-hmm. all these things. So even I believe the thing has been amended now. So there are always ways of making sure that, yes, the wife, you think, but we are still, I was even hearing some months ago here, there was one of the brilliant young men or men who was saying, no, this woman is deprived of her property and this thing, and it was sold just because the daughter was married by somebody.
Oh, yeah, and the in-law.
The in-law, you understand?
Yes.
And can you see that the legal consequences or social consequences that come about those cases?
Yes.
So I don't even know. Maybe I must follow up on what has happened there. Oh, there are many, many cases of this nature that you find here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Happening. Indeed.
And you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So this tells us that sometimes people don't, like in this case now that we are talking about here now, it was clear.
Mm.
So it's just perhaps the manipulation and all these other things. And if we allowed some of those things to go like that,
mm-hmm.
and we found out that people are deprived and they are not doing the things in accordance with the rules that are there, norms, and then you find a lot of hatred and fighting and all these things. Now, because the thing now is going to the court
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now the relationship that you have, because you might not even have a control again or can not reach a win-win situation, one may lose. And that will see the damage of that in the personal relationship within the family. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it can also be as a result. And it brings some kind of, what is it? It's confusion, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's what I have to say.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend.
The same to you, man.
All right.
How's Irene? Where's Irene actually? Is she still doing some programs?
Yes, she's fine. She's doing well. Sometimes you would hear her on Elizabeth's show. Sometimes she joins Irene. She joins Elizabeth. Pulling heartstrings,
oh, because,
yes.
So because I've been, every time I tune on Elizabeth's program, of course I found some psychologist or socialist or whoever was giving us some kind of lecture there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard for me to see to get Elizabeth on the radio. Huh?
Mm.
Okay, no problem.
You're right.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Uncle Buana.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. The number is just 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's discussion. And my discussion on today is inheritance disputes among family members. Why do we find our families fighting over inheritance? Our caller that has just hanged up now has shared with us so much information. And also, so many things are really happening, you know. We also get manipulated into it. You know, you'd find someone that would try to play, a relative would try to play with your mind, try to play with you, manipulate you to get you, to make you hand over your share your inheritance that you have inherited or that you have got from your loved ones, from your parents, from your mom or from your dad and so forth. Now, also looking at why you'd find family inheritances, why do family inheritance cause, so many sibling conflicts? You know, you'd find that the sibling inheritance fighting, or you know, usually stem for deeper emotional needs rather than just money. You know, they are fueled by perceived inequities that trigger childhood rivalries, grief over losing a parent, and the belief that inheritance size is a final measure of parental approval. Now, you'd find that childhood dynamics or validation, you know, many view unequal shares of being left out as the ultimate sign of favoritism or a lack of parental love. And, you know, the old or unresolved sibling rivalries frequently resurface during this stressful time. And you'd also find that the caregiving resentment, you know, some siblings have found themselves, you know, taking care of their loved ones at a very young age while their parents are still alive, right? And then now, if one sibling spends years acting as the primary caregiver for an aging parent, they may feel entitled to a larger share and harbor intense resentment towards siblings who were uninvolved. You know, now that they have seen themselves, you know, playing this character, playing this role as an aging parent, taking care of their siblings, you know, they feel like, okay, once my parents are no more, I know for sure that it will be left in my hands, because I have been taking care of my siblings, and since I'm the elder one, or not even the elder one, sometimes we'd find someone that's younger taking care of, you know, the ones after them, and also sometimes the elder ones, and now they take it as everything belongs to them, or everything will be in their hands, and they'll be responsible to take care of all of them with whatever that's going to be left behind. But you would find that now this person has gotten all the inheritance, but failed to do the responsibility that the character, the role that they've been playing, even when the parents were alive, you know. So I like I said before, went for a musical break as to why, you know, you are siblings. Why don't you try by all means to make sure that you take care of what your parents have left for you. You make sure that it multiplies, it grows, it's in safe hands, it's your backup and all that. But instead of that, you are fighting. This one is trying to sell the house because they feel like it's right. This one is saying no, the house shouldn't be sold. This one is saying A and B. You know, everyone with their opinion. And now you start fighting, you start by all means to do anything. Even, you know, you'd find one going to looking for charms to use against the sibling. I mean, it's your sibling, it's your brother or sister, but you are going to look for charm to make them go mad, or you are trying to you know, to a charm that will make them always just listen to you. Whenever whatever decision you make, they just say yes, yes. Make them sign documents, make them do whatever that needs to be done so that it's under your name. And then once you are done with whatever you are done with doing, and then you stop using the charm or the muti, whatever you have went to go look for on him, because you have got what you wanted. And then now this person is there all lost as, how did I end up giving everything to you? And after that, you even try to make sure that you leave this person with nothing at all, and you chase them out of your own parents' house. This sibling of yours, this sister of yours, this brother of yours, someone you grew up with together, and then you turn your back against them. And it's not like as if you are from a different mother or different father. You are sharing the same mother, same father, but yet decide to turn against each other. Just because of greed, just because of selfishness, just because of hatred, anger, and you are still grieving now that pain that you have. You know, so many things come to mind. Where is the love? What happened to the love that you had towards your siblings? And also the sentimental attachment. You know, I'll say that the heirlooms, the jewelry, the family vacation, the home are fiercely contested because they represent shared family memories. These items often cause more conflict than a large cash distributions. And also the unequal financial help in the past. You know, if parents provided financial support to one sibling while still alive, you know, let me say, for example, finding a business, paying for a wedding, or house down payment, school fees, you know, so many things. Other siblings may view this as an advance on the inheritance and demand adjustments. You know, you'd find that now parents have left money for all of you equally, and then they'll decide that no, Francina should, there should be adjustment from her money, because so much has been spent on her. She got a chance to enjoy everything, and now it's us, and now she's getting the same equal amount as us, but so much was spent on her when she was unemployed. They gave her a business, they built for her a place and gave her startup capital, but she didn't give it back in return. she was shot from her from her wedding. There was financial help was needed so much. They gave her this. So why aren't they making deductions on this? You know, all sorts of things. But I mean, if even if it was in your same shoes, even if you also were going through something and they were still alive, and it requires you financial help, they would have done the same thing. It's just because unfortunately for you, everything was going fine, or you didn't need that financial assistance, but this person needed it. So you would be fine with your sister or brother going on the streets because you don't want your parents to help them financially while they're alive. I mean, even as grown as we are and we find ourselves that we're in need of financial help, we'll still run to our parents. If they're able to help us with $100 and they have, they will give you. Because you still remain there. No matter how old you grow, you still remain there. In their eyes, we are still young. 21 minutes past the hour of 10, you are listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until 11 o'clock. We have exactly 39 minutes until we shift over to Mind Matters. Before we continue, we are going for another musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
Yeah. so kumeleza izwa ngame endombe yetu sinigiwe so kuya sasa amanyamanda amelela mkane wame so kumeleza izwa ngame endombe yetu sinigiwe so kuya sasa amanyamanda Why me tanda so ya banga na bako Yesi sumbo ya wako we mkumedildu Why me tanda so ya banga na bako Kose sigelila Why me tanda so ya banga na bako Yesi sumbo ya wako we mkumedildu Why me tanda so ya banga
minutes past the hour of 10. We have exactly 20 minutes until we hand over the mic. Not hand over, yeah, but yes, to the big mic. And inheritance disputes among families is what we are talking about today. Before we went for that musical, long musical break, I have mentioned a few things here and there regarding the why do we find siblings fighting over inheritance, you know. Now also another thing is that you know, there could also be an unequal financial help in the past. You know, if parents, like I said, that's now what I've said before we went for the musical break. If parents provided financial support to one sibling while still alive, you know, the funding of a business, assistance in helping pay for a wedding or a house down payment, and then other siblings may view this as an advance on the inheritance and demand adjustments. You know, they would take it as, no, we also need to benefit how you benefited. So the amount that they have spent on you, they should deduct it. Now, what if what he or she got is less than what, how much, than the amount that you want to be deducted from, this sibling of yours, so the demand that you want to be adjusted? What if it's less? Then it's more than what this sibling of yours has earned or has gotten. And also with the undue influence of surprise wills. I mean, and surprise wills. You know, disputes frequently arise when an elderly parent, suddenly changes an estate plan late in life. You know, other siblings may suspect manipulation or coercion and contest the will in court. And the period following the death of a loved one can be a tumultuous time, you know, dealing with death and receiving an inheritance brings mixed emotions, which is true. You know, the loss of a loved one is distressing. And, you know, while added funds can bring relief, it can be hard to think and plan objectively because you are grieving, you are in pain and you are going through the most and you're just not thinking straight, you know. And after receiving an inheritance, some people blow through it surprisingly quickly. Here are, and this is now some mistakes people make when inheriting money and you know, and they don't try to avoid them. So we can also talk about this, you know, the mistakes people make when inheriting money and how to avoid them. Like nowadays, you find most people, they found themselves with nothing. They spent so much. They overspent the money because it felt like a million is a lot. I mean, I'm gonna you spend this money, it's my money. And now you, because you have never received a million before in your life, let alone maybe even a 10,000 in your life before, and then now a million, you are spending it. You feel like it's a lot. And then you think of that you have a million, and then you got the house, and then you have what? You have a farm. And then you are so excited. You'll be like, no, I have the kettles. If the money finishes, I can just sell the kettles and what's or not. So it's you there spending money on women. As a lady, you are spending money on unnecessary things. You are buying everything. Anything that you see coming across your mind, crossing your mind, you decide that I'm going to spend this on this, and then you buy. By the time you realize it, you are left with nothing. You are in debt, and you have nothing left. Now, one of the things that you find, some mistakes people make when they inherit money is not factoring in potential inheritance taxes. You know, depending on the size of the inheritance, you may get bumped into a higher tax bracket than you were previously. And also, you could also eventually be on the hook for capital gains taxes. If you have inherited property, you also may owe capital gains. Consider working with an attorney, you know. That's something that one should actually do, you know, who specializes in estate planning in addition to talking with a financial advisor or an accountant before you spend any of your inheritance. And also the failing to make a budget. You know, because you are all excited and you are going through the most, and you have so many things that you have wanted to do, you even forget some of those things. You know, instead of taking something out of that money to build, so when once you have run out of the inheritance money, at least the business, whatever you have taken out from that money, is there to help you and to meet you halfway. Now, you fail to budget, and then if you don't have a budget and are not used to managing money, you may not be prepared to handle significant funds. So this could lead to overspending and a quickly disappearing inheritance. So if you already have a budget, factoring in your new funds will help you see how it will affect your saving and spending strategy. So obviously, this is also when, more specifically, it's the young ones. You need someone to guide you into this, to assist you in this and all that. But then you feel like, they just want to eat my money. And all sorts of things. They want to take advantage of you. They want to manipulate you. They are not there for you. They just want to eat your money. So you end up deciding to be like, no, I can handle the money on my own. I'm a whole grown person. Now, imagine someone that's 18, 19, having a whole 1 million, you know, and now they'll be even doing all sorts of things because they know that they have all the money in the world to solve whatever problem they're facing. But not every problem you are facing requires finance. Sometimes it requires someone's help. Now you find you are buying help with money. You would even say you have all the money to solve whatever problem you are facing, but it's not all about money. So when receiving a large sum of money, you may assume that it will easily last. You know, all too often people fritter away inheritances by making major purchases right away, such as cars, boats, or vacations. Even if such purchases don't seem all that significant first, you know, the costs can accrue quickly, especially if items you have purchased have additional costs such as maintenance and insurance. Now you are buying everything because you don't see me. It's all significant. You don't care. You just, as long as, because you have all the money, right? So you just buy. You don't think of, if I buy this, what good will it bring to me? What's the benefit? Yes, you have to. You can take yourself for a vacation once in a while. It's needed. But now you're spending on unnecessary things. You buying unnecessary things because you just, you know, can't stand you having all that money. And, you know, stay grounded and take the only way of now trying to overcome this is by staying grounded and take time to consider whether you truly need what you are buying. This is what I said. And also think through of how much more money you could have in the future if you invest the money instead of spending it now. You know, if you know how much you will inherit before you receive it, you can create a budget in advance, which is true. But it's dangerous. It's very dangerous to, you know, to let this person or to know, to let your loved ones know around how much or what they will inherit from you. You know, some right now, they always think of if my father passes on or if my mom passes on, this is what I might be getting. But what if you're gonna pass on before them? You know? And you find some people are budgeting already while the person is still alive. And another thing, also not paying off debts. You know, paying off debts should be your first priority if you inherit a large sum of money. You know, paying off your mortgage, the credit cards, or student loans will give you more freedom to do other things. You still need to balance the debts you decide to pay with the amount of money you'd like to invest for the future. So now, if you know you have debts, now you have debts, but you'll be like, the deductions that I always have ready will continue doing that. This is for me to spend. But instead of focusing on paying off your debts, once you have paid off your debts, it's now for you to sit and think straight as to what's the next step. Now I've paid off my debts, I'm no more in debt. Now it's my chance to now see what I can do here. What's the next step? Should I buy something or invest this money into something that will bring for me money into it? Would it be good for me in future? Would it be of good use in future? Or are you just going to spend this money on unnecessary things? At the end of the day, you have nothing. And then you go back to borrowing again, and you are back again to debts. And also the losing other income sources, you know, for people relying on asset-based or income-based government benefits, such as these social grants and what's or not, receiving an inheritance could end up disqualifying them from these crucial public assistance programs. And also another thing, they're not saving enough. You know, suddenly coming into a large amount of money can lead you to think about all the things you can do with it, not instead of how can you save and invest for your future. You know, after paying off debts, you create an emergency fund with enough money to live on for about 6 months. So once you have done those two things, start increasing your contributions, you know, to your retirement accounts, and also not getting expert advice. You know, an inheritance, especially a sizable one, can help you achieve financial security and allow you to pursue a dream career or some other life goal. You know, however, an inheritance can vanish surprisingly quickly if not managed well. You know, before doing anything with your inheritance, it's best you consult a financial advisor, an accountant, and an estate planning attorney. And also, now, also another way, you know, sometimes it's parents that also, or loved ones that also bring those disputes. So we're gonna look at, before we end, of course, we only have 9 minutes. I'm gonna close off with how parents can prevent the future disputes, or family members can prevent the future disputes. You know, while you may be dealing with an active dispute, parents or property owners planning ahead can utilize several strategies to avoid these conflicts. You know, as while you're alive, you see what's happening around you. You know how families are torn apart because of inheritance and all that. It's best you think about it. You think of, okay, I'm going to divide this among my children, among my aunties, my nephew, my nieces. What am I going to do so that I don't leave them in battles? So we're going to come close off with that after we have listened to the sounds of Sam Deep. Thank you.
Yes.
Is up, but rounding up what I have said before we went for the musical break, how parents can prevent future disputes, open communication, you know, discuss estate plans and asset distribution openly with adult children to prevent blindside resentments, and also detailed estate planning whereby avoid using simple generic wills for complex family situations, you know, using a trust or outlining specific wishes in a letter of wishes can clarify the rationale behind unequal distributions, and also neutral executors, you know, appointing a neutral independent third party such as a professional fiduciary, bank or unbiased attorney as the estate executor can minimize the perception of favoritism or self-dealing. We have come to the end of Social Times with Francina, and now we are crossing over to Mind Matters, and we shall meet again next week Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM number 1 talk radio station. Have a wonderful weekend, take care of yourself, and show love, share the love, take care of one another, and listen to someone that's crying for help. And yes, we shall meet again next Saturday. It's a goodbye. Adios.